Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You ever been almost hacked? You've ever been hacked? Someone stole your identity before? 314-531-9898. Who was using your identity? All of a sudden, you get like an update email, like you're trying to buy a million, Matchbox cars in California, and you're like, nope, that's not me. Not a million Matchbox cars in California is not me. What was it for you? Because Hannah's boyfriend almost recently got hacked. And the funniest part about this is, if you know Hannah's boyfriend, he's like paranoid about this.
Yeah.
He would be the guy who was like, I'm never going to be hacked. And he almost got hacked.
Yeah, he did get hacked, actually.
Oh, he did get hacked.
Yeah, so I got home the other day and he was on the phone forever with this person talking about his credit card. And yeah, he got an email asking to fill out a survey for Dick's Warehouse. And Dick's Warehouse is a place that my boyfriend and I love to go. And they took it away where we live, and we really want it back. So he was filling out a survey to, you know, try and say we had such a good experience there.
Shut up. That's how he got hacked?
Yeah, and it looked legit.
Everybody knows if they send you a survey, fill out this survey.
That's not true.
Hannah, we have, our company got hacked. Odyssey, our company got hacked. What was it, a few years ago? Yeah. And they like, was like one of those things that's like, hey, we are taking over your company. And it was like a skull and crossbone. And we have to take a million of these phishing classes now. Like, I feel like no company in the history of companies has taken as many phishing classes as we have done. And they ask you the same question over and over and over again. If they tell you to fill out a survey, click this link. do not do it.
Well,
learned nothing, and your boyfriend has learned nothing.
Lesson for Momo to learn. So anyway, he filled out the survey, and then all of a sudden on his credit card, he started getting charges for like a home exterior company. And he was like, what is this? What? And so he had to cancel his credit card, whatever.
Damn.
The funny thing is yesterday I got an update. They sent him his new credit card, and this is really bad. On his credit card, the new number is 666.
Whoa.
And so he's like, so he sent it back. He's like, I can't take.
Oh, he sent it back?
Yeah, he was like, I cannot have a card that represents that. That's, no, I can't have it.
Really?
Yeah, so then he sent it back.
That's like a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard
Rock
of anyone
of the beast.
Ever
yeah.
sending a credit card back.
Yeah, he didn't want that juju or whatever. So yeah, he sent it back.
He should start with not trying to fill out random emails.
Right, yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Lesson learned, okay.
My mom always falls for the text from UPS.
You get the text message
every time.
This is your Amazon driver, and it's like some random number, like let's talk or something. You're like,
it's UPS has your wrong address or something. Like, give us your information, and my mom's like, oh, okay.
You always warn your parents and your grandparents, aunts and uncles about it. So when you fall for something, you're like, oh my gosh, why?
Oh my God.
I've gotten hacked like 300 times.
Have you? Okay. Oh, wow. 314-531-9898. I want to hear more about how you've been hacked 300 times and how Amazon has now stopped you from actually using their site. And I'll tell you how I paid another hacker to hack a hacker in 3 minutes. But we want to hear your stories. Who took your identity? Who hacked you? And were you as dumb as Momo, which is Hannah's boyfriend? I only talk to gay men. And no one ever steal your identity. You got hacked. 314-531-9898. You sharing those stories makes Hannah's boyfriend feel a little bit better. Hannah's boyfriend, who, he looks like a monster. He's just jacked. So we call him Momo.
Yep.
Good old poor Momo, all of a sudden, is filling out one of those emails that says, fill out the survey if you want to get Dick's Warehouse back. Like, Momo's the guy to do it. Momo thought, if I fill out the survey, they're going to bring back my favorite athletic wear.
Yep.
He thought he was going to save the universe. And he got hacked. All of a sudden, they were buying, what, furniture online?
Yep, home exterior stuff. Ooh.
But he belongs being with Hannah and dating Hannah because Hannah has been hacked so many times, they won't even let her sign up for Amazon. How is that even possible?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how, but every single time I would put a card in for Amazon, it would charge me for things I didn't buy, and it would charge me for buying like multiple Prime accounts when I only had one, but it would charge me for multiple addresses and things. So I would call and I'd cancel, but then if I'd get another card, the same exact thing would happen. And I don't know why. So then my bank just said, okay, ma'am, you are no longer allowed on any of your cards. Seriously, on every single one of my cards in future, if I open a card, I cannot access Amazon.com. So now it's such a pain. So I have to Venmo my boyfriend every time that I want to buy something on Amazon, and it has to be through his account.
And you can't even like surprise him.
Man.
No.
And you know you're bad if they're like, we're just not going to, we're blocking you from the world's biggest site.
Like, it's like they're blocking me like with my social security number. So like no matter what, I will never be able to allow to have an Amazon account.
You're the only person I know that is banned from Amazon. Same. You are impressive.
And I don't know how. Like, it wasn't like I was buying a lot myself. Like, I barely even went on it. And then somebody out there is having a heyday with my identity.
I don't know how either. I'm just 90% sure it's your fault.
Yeah.
Michelle, this same thing happened to you. Someone stole your identity and they cleaned you out, huh?
Yes, so I hadn't used my Instagram account in forever, and when Facebook bought out Instagram, I had Facebook Pay, and I guess Facebook Pay actually rolled over into Instagram, and Instagram, I guess I had been hacked on my Instagram account, and someone had went on a shopping spree with my Facebook Pay, and they had bought all kinds of clothing, perfume, backpacks, and these weren't just cheap. These were like $100 backpacks, $100 perfume. And they had done like multiple transactions, and they had them shipped to some weird logistics company, so they were not traceable at all.
What the ghost? Spy people? What the hell?
Yeah, it was so weird. They couldn't trace them to anybody, but my banking account ended up being like negative $1,800 by the end of this whole entire thing. And I had called my bank. Luckily, I bank at a small community bank that I had used to work with, and they were really nice, and they were helping me out because there was no way I was going to be able to call all of these companies and try to, you know, get my money back or anything like that. They canceled my card and reordered it and reordered me a new card, and it took me about 2 weeks to get all of my money back.
And you're like, what do you do, like, when you're negative $1,800 and you have to, like, go buy a sandwich that day? Like, it's like...
You're stuck. You don't have any money for a little while, and you just hope that you're... Wow. The people that you have to pay bills to, you hope that they're a little bit sympathetic to you.
That is a crazy story.
All because of Big Daddy Meta.
Big Daddy Meta. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, Michelle. I got hacked on Instagram, too. They stole my Instagram. And then they told me, hey, if you want your Instagram back, it's at like 10,000 followers, and you want your followers back, we're either going to sell it to you or we're going to sell it to somebody else, because you can just buy someone else's Instagram who has a lot of followers, and then they can just change the name. And they're like, someone will pay $300 for your Instagram. Give me $300. And I was like, I don't know. There was like from Turkey. And I was like, no. And he kept threatening me, and he was cussing me out in like other languages. And I had to like... Google Translate, and it was like, listen, mother effer, give me the money or your Instagram account will go away. And I was, and so then I paid another hacker that I found online to hack him back. And,
Brett,
and the hacker never gave me my money back or my Instagram. So I paid the other guy.
Yeah. Oh my. No. Okay. That might be the dumbest thing you've ever done in your whole life. Mark that down.
The other hacker seemed really nice. And he said that I felt like, in hacker world, there was a good guy and a bad guy, and I was going to pay the good guy.
You're going to get
the good hacker? Yeah, and the bad, he was going to defeat the bad hacker. 314.
Well, how'd that work out for you?
314. Not good. Not good. But am I alone? Has anyone else been hacked before? Is Momo the only one? 314-531-9898. Carrie's got a story. Kevin's got a story. We'll take your calls right after replay.
Shawty's like a melody.
This song is fun. I heard Hannah sing it in the studio. I haven't heard that song in a while. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. If you've ever been hacked or had your identity stolen, 314-531-9898. We all laughed at Hannah's boyfriend, Matt, who was filling out a survey online, which is the classic phishing email. Don't fill out the survey. He tried to fill out a survey online, got his identity hacked, but it turns out I paid a hacker to hack another hacker. That was stupid because I got my Instagram hacked. Hannah's been hacked so many times that Amazon said, you're no longer welcome here. Kevin, you've got hacked before too?
Yes. It has happened to the best of us. It happened to me years ago, though, and I think I hopefully learned my lesson. Plus, it predates all the training we've had here at work, and it was all the stuff before they were phishing emails and
Kevin
things like
trying
that.
To justify getting hacked. Yeah. What happened, bro?
Well, it was my PayPal account. I got an email from what I thought was PayPal, and they're saying, hey, you know, your account has been dormant for a while. You need to do this to state yourself. And I was like, okay. And I did that. And then they not only took all my PayPal money, they took a lot of my money in my checking account.
Damn. Did you get it back? Or
yes,
no?
I did. Yes, I did. And found
out. And now Sarah runs the PayPal account.
Yes. But found out that it was some guys out of Russia They were, you know, and, you know, went to not only to the bank, but then the police met with the police about it, too, because apparently it's like, you know, this is what they do.
Seem generally surprised it wasn't PayPal. You're like, it was the guys out of Russia. It wasn't PayPal this entire time, guys.
Come on. Yeah. So, you know, then PayPal was like, yeah, we would never do that. We would never reach out to you. Well, I didn't know. Now
it's
I know.
It's crazy that you got to update, like. Yes, two men in Russia. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know that I'd want to know. I'd be scared.
They could trace back where some of the money was going, and that it was going to some account in Russia is where they said that that's why they knew it was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Sarah made him do research. Like, you look up where it ultimately went.
Do this book report. Yeah. Carrie, your Amazon account got hacked. What happened?
My Amazon account got hacked. Same thing. I was doing surveys online, and they would pay directly into your Amazon account when you got paid. So I had probably $700 in my Amazon account that I had earned for surveys. And next thing you know, I go to log in to try to buy something because I was saving it for Christmas.
And I couldn't
get into my Amazon account, couldn't log in, couldn't do anything. Next thing I knew, the money was gone. I probably was locked out for 3 or 4 months before Amazon got it figured out, but they never refunded my money.
Damn. So you lost $700 and you lost Amazon for Christmas, which, you know, Amazon Prime comes in the clutch around Christmas.
Well, it gets worse. That's not the only time.
Can it happen to you again?
Well, what makes it so bad is I went to a pawn shop to buy gifts because, you know, you can get some nice jewelry.
All right.
And when they handed me my change, I guess I did not pick up my ID, and my ID got stolen.
No!
What?
And whoever stole my ID was really smart because they started printing checks at home off their own computer and cashing them everywhere. And, I mean, for their license plates at Dierbergs. I had never even heard of Shrewsbury until the police showed up at my office to arrest me for passing bad checks.
The cops
what?
Came?
This is nuts.
Wow.
So the cops came to your house?
No, they came to my place of employment.
Shut up. Even worse. That's even more embarrassing. Everyone thought you were like this crazy crook. They're like, oh, my God. Carrie's running this double life.
Yeah, put me in handcuffs, took me to Shrewsbury, which I'd never even heard of. Fingerprinted me, made me write my name on a piece of paper, and showed me a video of a woman and asked if I knew her because that was who was passing bad checks.
Wow.
And I bet you that woman was like an old elderly woman who was pulling this off too. Looked like such a sweet old lady.
It was crazy because I had to carry a police report around with me for 2 years.
Wow. What? So did this ultimately get resolved? Like, did you get your money back? Like, did you get out of trouble?
Hannah just wants to know, can you use Amazon
again? I did get out of trouble. Yeah, well, they did let me back on Amazon. And after carrying a police report around with me for 2 years, finally got the credit situation, got all the government situations straightened out. So they all knew it wasn't me, got Shrewsbury taken care of. And from what I understand, they did make an arrest.
Damn. So Carrie got pulled out of work, put in handcuffs, was running faulty checks, running fake license plates, and she still can use Amazon and Hannah Kane.
Yeah!
Sorry, Hannah. Damn, girl, what did you do?
Wow.
This is crazy, too. I thought Carrie is crazy, but Tina, how did you find out your identity was getting stolen?
I found out because packages started arriving at my house that I did not order. And
my husband
thought that I got him some really nice shoes because they were his size. That's the weird part. And I'm like, no, I didn't order those. And then other things started arriving in my size. So I don't know what their plan was with stealing my card and sending it to my house. So yeah, we got quite a few nice things before we realized, like, what's going on here.
People just must be really loving us right now. Right. That's so nice of them to send us stuff.
Right.
The funniest part about this is, too, it's really hard to prove. Like, hey, I know that my car just bought really nice stuff in my size, and I'm wearing it, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. I swear.
Exactly. Like, you sound like a crazy person trying to get your money back.
Right.
And number two, this also proves that there are nice hackers out there, guys.
Right.
I paid a nice hacker like Tina.
Not nice enough.
No.
That's what I was looking for. I thought my hacker would hack me back and then they'd be like, buy me some shoes and stuff like that. That's what I was looking for the entire time. Oh my God, those are great. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I'm going to give you guys an update on Britney Spears ever since her conservatorship ended in 3 minutes.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.